after I went to school, Camp Murray was my duty station, and he mentioned to me that the 81st Brigade was getting deployed. So I showed him my orders, and I said, don't worry about that. I'm part of 181, support battalion.
I'm Joe C. Mandel, and welcome to Raven Conversations. And today I'm joined by Sergeant First Class Leif Wywatis. He is a platoon sergeant at Bravo Company 181 Brigade Support Battalion. You're a full-time electrician over on Joint Base Lewis-McChord. But also, he's going to talk to us about a really cool initiative that he is part of. It's the Backcountry Hunters and Anglers Armed Forces Initiative. And he's going to explain what that is and how you can get involved. So, Leif, thanks for joining us.
Hey, I appreciate it, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, intro and background yourself.
So for the guard piece, 2002, my dad's neighbor, I was helping him repair a fence, and he mentioned some stuff about the guard, and probably because he thought I needed a little direction. but he talked to me quite a bit about it and whatnot, and he ended up being the one that kind of convinced me to join the guard as a guardsman, I guess. And just traditional M-Day, went to Fort Knox for basic training, Aberdeen Proving Grounds for my AIT, and then I returned back to Camp Murray was my duty station, and I ran into him after I went to school. And he mentioned to me that the 81st Brigade was getting deployed. So I showed him my orders, and I said, don't worry about that. I'm part of 181, support battalion. So I showed you how green I was.
Yes, yes.
To me, it was very funny after the fact.
Yes, I was part of, my first unit was Bravo 14th Engineers. And they're like, oh, you're going to go over to 898. And I'm thinking, oh, that's a great move. Yeah, and then immediately orders.
Yeah, so from there, went on a deployment with the 81st Brigade, and then returned home, went to, volunteered to go to Hurricane Katrina when all that went down, and then continued on through just normal M-Day motions, working and going to drill. From there, it's my 22nd year in the Guard, and I don't have any regrets. I love it. So. Yeah. Done all different types of volunteer work through the Guard, from fires to COVID response, food banks, and everything under that's covered under that. So I just want to give a shout out to Bravo Company 181 Gearheads. That's was my original unit, and that's where I circled back to where I'm at now. We are a maintenance company. We support the FSCs if they can't handle any of the line units' maintenance, and that includes recovery, generators, ground support equipment, radios, and armament, and anything else, force protection on our BSA clusters or whatnot. So it's quite a bit of work that we have ahead of us. So
yeah, and then on the civilian side, you actually work full time on Joint Base Lewis-McChord, and you're explaining what you do. I think it's kind of fascinating that you're part of the electricians that go out and make sure the runways are all lit up. And
sure, yeah. So part of our function is to make sure everybody's exterior lights work on their buildings, but also cover the airfield lighting portion on Gray Army Airfield and McChord Airfield, and we have four personnel in our shop, so we are running around quite a bit trying to make sure that everything is operational and we don't have any issues on the airfield.
Yeah. Anywhere else you guys work on? Those are pretty high impact places.
We do support some of the training missions, the MLAT and things like that, and just in case people get hung up on overhead lines or towers or anything like that. Other than that, we support the ranges for the lighting for the lanes on the ranges and anything else to include YTC, but we don't really have a role there too often.
Yeah, usually it's pretty dark on YTC at night. No one really...
Not much power out there outside
the garrison. So you're part of Backcountry Hunters and Anglers. It's an armed forces initiative. So what is it? And kind of describe what the program does.
Backcountry Hunters and Anglers is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. And during 2019, they looked at their membership participation and found out that 20% of that was military or service members or veterans. Knowing that, they decided to, I guess, target that audience by creating the Armed Forces Initiative, which is all branches of the military and veterans. So with that, it's a conservation, stewardship, and what they call a dual skills events is what they hold annually. And the idea is to protect public land and enhance public land and make people aware of the opportunities they have in the outdoors. Some of the things, their, I guess, missions are to keep veterans in the outdoors, whether it's hunting, fishing, hiking, kayaking, all different types of, activities in the outdoors. background is they try to follow the North American hunting model and the seven tenets of that. I don't know them off the top of my head, but it's basically a guidance on how wildlife and the land should be held by the public and for the public. Mm-hmm. The way I got involved in the AFI was through the Chaplains Corps, through the Guard. They sent me an email, and I signed up, not sure what it was going to be. And it was a scouting trip in the National Forest up by Crystal Mountain. And basically, it was a camp led by mentors, and I was a mentee. And we had a handful of us run by Sean McCarthy. He's our national AFI representative, and we had a lot of guys from Dark Rifles. I think they just came back from deployment. Mm-hmm. And the chaplain kind of led it up also, but basically we sat around the campfire and they discussed the ins and outs of scouting for elk, the models that the BHA and the AFI kind of represent, and then basically had open discussion for people that had no clue of any, had never been exposed to any type of outdoors. And that's kind of what I kind of started me on, I guess, giving back to the service members and mm-hmm. folks to the outdoors also. And that's kind of been my goal since then.
Yeah. So that's how you got involved. So for those that are interested or in the Guard, how did they start getting involved?
Just like anything else, there's a website with some links to the state organization, which is the state AFI, that's active duty and veterans, all different branches. Right now, the current president for the Washington chapter is a former officer from the Air Force, retired, and they have basically a signal chat that they push out events, but also a website through BHA AFI that shows upcoming events each month, and you just RSVP if you want to volunteer or you're not sure what it's about. There's points of contact through that state chapter to reach out, and you can become a member or just volunteer or just show up mm-hmm. To anything. Just last week we had a shooting range cleanup in the Tahoma State Forest where we went out, took out all the trash and had the DNR representatives there to haul it to their dumpsters. And then we had a chili feed and just gathering there in the miserable weather. But that's how we just kind of started networking. It's all volunteers from all walks of life. And that's how basically you just get involved, just by reaching out. There's also a link on the AFI webpage that is for any installation that they have throughout the states. And so if you're PCSing or planning on a move, there's organizations that are almost exactly alike other than the location follow the same kind of thought process.
Yeah. So I would assume you were very interested in outdoors already prior to joining, actually going out and exploring, hunting, fishing, backpacking. Is that kind of the folks you're looking for?
I'm to be honest, so Washington has the largest percentage of female licensed hunting and fishing license holders. My goal or wish personally would be to feed off of that, and I guess on the not being an echo chamber, and get new people that haven't been exposed to any outdoor activities, whether it's hunting, fishing, hiking, kayaking, or just are just generally interested in being part of a group that has kind of like-minded people. With the military backgrounds, there's a lot of just socializing and get that feeling of being a part of something. Mm-hmm. So that there's a lot of value in that. I've been on what they call a dual skills event. So we had a turkey camp this past spring in Lake Roosevelt that was all organized by volunteers. And some of the mentees were shadowed by folks that had a lot of experience. But being and spending and sharing that time with them in the outdoors, they kind of let down their guard or were able to share a lot of things that maybe they wouldn't or haven't had a chance to since they've got out of the military or just weren't open to sharing with folks in a standard, you know, social arena. So I think there's a ton of value in a lot of that where that might be the healing portion for some folks or just being that camaraderie, having that sense of camaraderie again. So I guess when I think about it, there's more to it than just having the stewardship and there's some intangibles there that I think there's a lot of value to.
Yeah. Yeah. Are there any kind of future events you guys got planned you can share with the audience?
Sure. So we have the Washington State BHA AFI chapter, and then I belong and the one and only member of the JBLM BHA AFI chapter. But in January, we have a range cleanup at the shotgun shooting complex on JBLM for archery range, just picking up targets and cleaning up, policing up one of the archery ranges out on JBLM. And then there's a whole list of other events on the AFI website. One of the, I guess, cool ones that a lot of people are excited about is they're going to have a coyote hunting trip in Eastern Washington with some of the best predator hunters probably in our region to help people that have never been exposed to any of that. And they're going to have a camp where they show up and get kind of spun up on how you do any type of hunting. Mm-hmm. How do you do it, you know, ethically, and also have the same type of, I guess, organized camp where they have food and just the camaraderie piece. And that's going to be, I believe, in March. So in between those, there's all kinds of just, they have coffee and brews type conversation in between those. They're just like show up at a coffee shop in Kelso, Washington, and, you know, meet and greet some of the folks that are kind of been involved as communications folks or have some kind of leadership role in the Washington State AFI chapters.
Yeah, well, that's pretty awesome. Anything else you want to share with the audience?
It's a great time. They've put back or given a lot back to the community. And there's people there from E1 to, you know, colonels that show up, but no one really, you know, tries to run it by themselves. So we've had people run individual events. So if people are looking to be involved in something, but also have the opportunity to kind of bring out some of their ideas and some of their concepts to the organization, there's a lot of opportunity for that. Volunteers, good volunteers are hard to find. Mm-hmm. And from our experience, it seems like the military folks coming in, they are very committed once they do get involved and see the impact that we have, whether it's with other military folks or the civilian communities. We ran another event this spring. It was for what they call a Jake's Day. It's a youth event for the National Wild Turkey Foundation at the Tacoma Sportsman's Club. and they just kind of had a round robin of events for the kids to go through, fly fishing, learning how to goose hunt, learning how to do different things, marksmanship events, and it was very well organized, but a lot of it was ran all off of volunteers. So I think if people are looking for a positive way to be involved in something that you could share with other prior service folks, it's a great opportunity.
Yeah, no, that's that. I appreciate you coming on and sharing that with us. I think it's incredibly important. I know a lot of organizations that do different little things, and you mentioned the healing piece of it. And I think that's so important. Sometimes we don't always think we need that, and just getting out and having that camaraderie, I think, helps. So.
Sure. Yeah.
So if you're interested in joining up with Backcountry Hunters and Anglers and the Armed Forces Initiative, I think you shared the JBLM information with us. We'll put we'll put that in the show notes. That way you can click on the link and get involved that way. If you like the video, give it a like. If you have any questions, make sure to put it in the comments, and we'll definitely pass that along. And if you like the video, subscribe for future videos. Leaf, I appreciate you coming on.
Hey, thank you, sir. Thank you.